KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. You're listening to Radio Orbit. We'll be back in just a few minutes. How about it, everybody? Good evening to you, or good day to you, good morning, wherever you might be, whoever you might be as you're listening to this radio program. Welcome to Radio Orbit here on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. Good to be here with you all tonight. Got a fun Halloween show planned for you all, but before we get things going, let's give a quick thank you to Corey, doing New Wave Radio Theater for us once again, Moon Over Morocco, the continuation of that series. Great stuff coming from Corey. Thanks so much for doing it. Before that, we have Kelvin and Jason. They do it up. Jazz plus blues equals retrograde Mars. Tech radio. The guy's keeping us up on the fast and quickly changing world of high technology. Jeff Wheeler starts things off every Monday from 3 to 5 p.m., Uncommon Light. Great music, good talk, good news. A radio reformation on a clear and cool Monday night, 29th of October, 2007. You're listening to it. KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM, your imagination station. Good to be here with you, okay? All right, thanks to all of you who listened in, and participated in the program last week. A big thank you to Dr. Carl Kalaman for a wonderful discussion about the Mayan culture, their mythology, their cosmology, and their amazing system of calendrics, the Mayan calendar. Man, the more you look into this thing, the more remarkable it becomes. So Carl Kalaman really adding a whole lot to that study and knowledge of that amazing artifact, the Mayan calendar. So, again, thank you to Carl Kalaman. We'll have Carl back for sure sometime, hopefully soon. And we also heard music from a band called Theodore. I'll have to ask John if he knows who they are. But anyway, a band out of St. Louis and playing some sort of down-tempo folk. I don't know how else you'd describe it, but really great lyricist, Justin, the guy that writes and plays guitar for them. But anyway, good music from Theodore we played last week, and we're going to have more good music tonight. Theodore, as a matter of fact, played on Saturday. I was down at the Cherry Street Artisan. They played a show down there on Saturday night. That was a really fun night, as a matter of fact. Los Desterados were playing early down there at the Cherry Street Artisan, and John from the Goldbugs played an acoustic set that was real cool, and then Theodore played. And then, of course, Desterados went next door to play the Halloween party at Club Tropicana. Now, that's where the fun was, man, let me tell you. A whole bunch of costumed guests and great music and dancing and anything. So, anyway, Theodore, we'll have them back with us another time, hopefully live here in the studio, and we'll talk with some other musicians that are here and going to play some songs for us tonight, actually, right now. John Henry and the Engine and the band are all here, and we'll say hello to John right now. Hey.
Hey.
How are you, brother?
What's going on? Good. How are you, man?
Really good. Really good. Got the whole gang here today. We got AJ over here and Patrick and Steve, and good to have you all here in the studio with me.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. What's the latest? I think we, guys, has it been a year since you were on the air with me? I don't think it's been that long.
I think we did St. Patrick's Day.
In March, I think. That's right.
I think we also did, I think, last year in October for Halloween.
Mm-hmm. You guys had a big Halloween show last year, and I think you got another one this year, right?
Big one this year, this Wednesday.
Coming up in a couple nights?
Yeah.
Where we're at?
The Blue Fugue.
Blue Fugue on 9th Street?
On 9th Street in downtown Columbia, Missouri.
Okay. The band, of course, John Henry and the Engine. On the web, you can find them at johnhenryandtheengine.com and also on MySpace, of course, myspace.com/johnhenryandtheengine. Tell everybody a little bit more about what's going on Wednesday.
Well, we have, it's going to be one of the bigger shows of the year, I think, up there. We rented a tour bus for the show.
Really?
A 57-passenger tour bus.
Right on.
We have it sponsored by Bavaria Beer. We have it sponsored by BXR as well. They're doing a live broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And we have us and One Lone Car, Distance to Empty, and Artie Mansouri playing. And
One Lone Car, I saw them a few weeks ago. They were actually.
Yeah.
I was impressed. I liked
solid
it.
Band.
Yeah. Great vocals, man. Guys, yeah. Great singer.
And we. We're pumped. It's going to be a great night. We later on in the show we have some tickets to give away if we can.
Sure, absolutely.
And we're really, really looking forward to it. So,
all right, well,
comes out.
Let's, what do you say, you've got your gear set up here as much as we can do in our little studio here. Maybe play a song for us and let some people get a feel for what they might be hearing on Wednesday, okay?
This song is called Leave a Light On For Me.
Leave a Light On For Me. Okay. All right, we'll do it, everybody. It's Mike. You listen to Radio Orbit on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. John Henry and the Engine. Here it is.
Just like today. Ready? I do. count in all the miracles. But if the world sets you free, there's a light on, light on.
I'm guessing that was called Leave a Light On for Me.
That is the yes. Keep a light on.
Great stuff. That's what I'm not sure if I've heard that one before. Is that hasn't been recorded
no,
yet?
No, no, that's new. We're doing a new record here in November where we're going in the studio record a record.
Yeah, all right. Well, the last time, you know, I was thinking we did speak in March, and I remember you had a lot of things that were going on back then. You mentioned some new projects that the band was involved in and lots of new people that you've been playing with and involved with on the business side of things. Why don't you talk a little bit about what you're doing in general with regard to your business and the music?
Well, I guess the thing with business maybe is, I mean, we've just tried to just step up every aspect of the band. And one of the things that this summer I started a booking agency called Open Highway Booking, in which we bring in some bands to the Fugue and different venues around the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And just... Yeah, it's just like the business side of, I guess, the music business. So,
well, it's good to get familiar with that side of it too. There are far too many bands, I think, that don't get involved in that side of it,
yeah,
and then end up maybe having experiences that they'd rather forget about.
I think, like, yeah, I think like at this stage of the game, you really have to be good at everything.
Yeah,
like,
and
you do it. You have to know. Like,
and you guys have been forward-thinking enough to realize that there's a lot of stuff with the new technologies and stuff these days that you can do yourself, using the web, using your own...
like video blogs.
Sure, all this stuff. All right, well, cool. Everybody, it is Mike. You listen to Radio Orbit on KOPN Columbia. We've got John Henry and The Engine here with me in the studio. We'll hear a couple more songs from them over the next, I don't know, 15 or 20 or so. John, let me take care of a couple pieces of business here with regard to the program here, and we'll come back in just a minute. All right, you guys?
All right.
All right, everybody, it is Mike, and you are listening to Radio Orbit, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. It's about 20 minutes after 11 now on the 29th of October, sneaking up on Halloween for sure. If you missed the program last week, by the way, or any other for that matter, you can always find them after the fact. They're all on the web at my website, www.mikehagan.com. Just go on over to the program archives and see what you think and share that stuff with others if you think they might like it, okay? All right, tonight what we're going to do around midnight, maybe a little bit before then, we'll have the wonderful Kent Stedman, the bard from Seattle, the brilliant mind behind cyberspaceorbit.com, my good friend and mentor, and we'll do our fourth annual Halloween special with Kent in just a little bit. So that should be a lot of fun. Stick around. And got a couple other things to take care of during this first hour. We'll talk with John and the guys a little bit more. Here's some more music. We'll do a little tribute to Joseph Campbell in a little while, actually. Joseph Campbell, one of my favorite people and someone who was just an amazing teacher and guide. He passed, actually, on the 31st of October on Halloween, 1987. So we'll do a little bit of a tribute to Joe Campbell in just a little while here. And let's see, before we go back to John, what else can I tell you? A little bit maybe about what's going on in the next couple weeks. Let me say hello, by the way, to everybody listening over the traditional airwaves or over the Internet, live or otherwise. Every Monday we do the program from the wonderful studios here at KOPN in lovely downtown Columbia, Missouri. And we stream the show live as well on the web, kopn.org. If you want to hear it over the web, just click over there and find the Listen Live button, and you'll get a nice 64K stream anywhere on the planet if you got a decent computer and an Internet connection, okay? All right, thanks to everybody who makes that happen live on the radio and on the net. Speaking of the web, thank you to my webmaster and wonderful friend, Larry Noriger, the web wizard, always doing great things, helping me out with the website. And a big thank you to Larry. Thanks also to people out there sending music and poetry and literature and visual art. Got some wonderful stuff that we'll get up on the website sometime in the next couple weeks. And again, thanks to all of you out there, artists of all sorts. We appreciate your sharing your art with me and the rest of the people that that join us over there on the website. And if you are an artist of any type, get in touch with me, and we'll figure out a way to share your music or your visual art, your poetry with other people. Okay? All right. We have a live chat room that's up and active every Monday night. Lots of people in there listening to us right now, as a matter of fact, guys. And hello to everybody over there in the chat room. And there's also a forum that's connected to the website, a bulletin board of sorts. It's a great place to see interesting people, talk about interesting topics, and always things being discussed and debated and talked about over there on the forum. All that stuff available directly from the website at mikehagan.com, so take a peek over there and maybe join in some of these interactive opportunities that we've got set up for you, okay? All right, my email address, orbitradio, O-R-B-I-T-R-A-D-I-O, orbitradio@AOL.com. Send email to me. Send email to the guests that appear on the program, the musicians that appear on the program. I'm sure that they like to hear from you and, you know, correspond with you. What do you think, John? Is it nice to hear from fans?
We love that. We do a bunch of video blogs and stuff, so we can hopefully get ourselves into as many people's houses and internets as possible.
How's a video blog work?
We just tour and we video everything and videotape everything and then chop it up on a program and then just put it up.
Yeah. Steve's pointing at his camera. He's been filming in here for the last few minutes. By the way,
this will be on it, I'm sure. And I don't know. It's fun being out on the road, and we're doing about 110 dates this year, so we're just trying to get as much of it on.
You guys are busy.
We're working, man. We're trying.
Yeah. All right. Well, I love it. What parts of the country are you playing? Primarily the Midwest.
Primarily Midwest.
How far
are
you getting outside of Missouri?
Like in which direction?
I don't know. Are you going up to Chicago that way, or getting
far? Yeah, we're up to Chicago. We're going up there soon. We go down. I think the furthest south that we go right now is, it's like Nashville, and then we're doing probably some like a Little Rock date in the new year. But then we do a lot of Kansas. Starting to do a lot of more Missouri, a lot more Iowa, Nebraska.
Okay. Yeah, on about. All right. Well, we'll have another song in just a minute, okay? If you want to reach me, like I said, orbitradio@AOL.com, and send email to me and the other people that appear on the program here. The show tonight, as I mentioned, Kent Stedman from cyberspaceorbit.com. Hop on the web and see what Kent's been doing. His website is just fascinating and a remarkable piece of internet architecture. Kent Stedman has been doing it longer than most people on the internet. I came across him close to 10 years ago now, but he's been just a remarkable entity out there on the web for a long, long time, and I'm sure glad to have Kent on the air with me again tonight. Next week we'll have Elizabeth Upton. We'll talk to a woman who's been making some amazing documentary films down in South America. The 12th, I think I'll have Larry Evans, the guy from Fungal Jungle. He's a brilliant mycologist, and we'll talk mushrooms for some time with Larry, certainly in the next month or two, hopefully on the 11th of November. On the 19th, we'll do a special for Terrence McKenna. That's right around Terrence's birthday, or the anniversary of his birthday, actually on the 16th of November. So on the 19th, we'll do a tribute to Terrence McKenna. And on the 26th, Dr. Elizabeth Rauscher, an amazing nuclear physicist, plasma physicist, field theorist, and somebody who's doing amazing, amazing work now in the fields of alternative energy, working with Nassim Haramein over there at the Resonance Institute, and Elizabeth Rauscher, a woman who, in all circles in the physical sciences, tremendously and very, very deeply respected woman who's been doing outrageous work for 30-some years now. So really pleased to have Dr. Elizabeth Rauscher on the air to talk about energy and some other things on the 26th of November, okay? All right, John Henry and the Engine. Let's see if we can get these guys to play us another tune. What do you think, John?
No.
No? Okay, we'll see you later. What do you want to play?
We're going to play a song called Sweetness Wind.
Sweetness Wind.
This is a new song.
All right, everybody, John Henry and the Engine. It's Mike. You listen to Radio Orbit on KOPN Columbia.
One, two, three, four. I'll be alone and you wait. The sun shines on your back. I said, I'll wait. The rain's cold. Won't you take me on that sweet yesterday? On the sweet, sweet yesterday. Why on its heart it's understood that up high on the mountain the sadness and blue, well there it stands, a mountain keeps me from you. The town sits low and the lights shine bright and the fog it rolls in and it clouds out.
Nice, John. Thank you very much for that. One more time. Sweet Mystery?
Sweetness Wind.
Sweetness Wind. Yeah. All right. Now, that's one that is recorded.
Well, demo.
Well, maybe it's not recorded, but I've certainly heard you play it.
Yeah, I think we played it. Mm-hmm. We played it a few times for you.
Yeah, great song. Yeah, great song. All right, everybody. John Henry and the Engine. One more time, if you want to find information about John and the band on the web, you can do that at www.johnhenryandtheengine.com. You can find them over on MySpace as well. A little bit more, John, about... other gigs and stuff. What are you finding in the local scene? You know, I always ask musicians when I have them here in the studio what they think about what's going on in general, you know, around not only around Columbia but around mid-Missouri in general and the scene. What's happening?
I think there are a lot of bands that are popping up, and that's good. You know, it's good to have a lot of music.
People working together, you seeing, or
Well, I mean, like, I think that's the whole way the whole local scene works is through networking. I mean, that's certainly what we try to do is build contacts throughout the Midwest, and you know, build the contacts out the Midwest, trade them shows in our markets like St. Louis or Columbia or Kansas City, where mm-hmm. we can draw a crowd and then trade them for shows in their hometown. I think that's...
Does Columbia have any kind of advantage because we're situated where we are in between KC and St. Louis? A lot of people sort of move through here. It's easy to play a show, maybe?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of the things that I think that's really good about it is that Columbia is it's a relatively small town, but it's also sort of a big town. Hmm. And I think you can gain a lot of experience like doing things here because you can actually get involved. It's not this vast city, you know, maybe like Chicago or New York, where you can't get any radio airplay, you can't get any support from the local scene. So
just because there's so much going on, it's hard to get anybody's attention. Yeah.
And you're lucky for that. And that's certainly something that we're lucky to have here. That we've gotten a lot of really valuable experience here in Columbia,
mm-hmm.
I'm growing to like the town more and more, like each week or each month or whatever.
Yeah, I sort of feel the same way. I mean, I like living here, and I think there's a lot of good things that are happening around town. But I'm a huge proponent and fan of the music scene. I hear and see so much great music around town, stuff that I never expect. You know, I go out often enough, but I rarely go out with agenda. You know, I just go out and see who happens to be playing or whatever, and I'm very pleasantly surprised often enough, you know.
Well, it's nice that there are a lot of different venues around town, and they, you know, in any given night you can see three or four different shows without walking more than a couple of blocks.
No doubt,
you know?
No doubt.
And
yeah.
Really enjoy yourself.
Really is a cool thing. All right, well, look, I think I'll have you play one more song, but before that, let's remind everybody one more time what's going on. We've got the show on Wednesday. What else you got coming up?
We're playing with a guy out of Nashville in a few weeks here in Columbia called Will Hogue.
Will Hogue, he's been in town before.
Yeah, he's anybody out there who likes soul music and rock and roll music should definitely check him out.
Yeah, really talented.
And then you know, I think we'll be gone in Columbia here until December, and we're on tour all over the Midwest here in the next few months, and then we're going into the studio. So
yeah, you said the end of the year you're going to start to record it.
No, actually, we're going in November 30th. November 30th is from the day we're going in.
All right, about a month from now.
Yeah, a month.
All right, cool. Good luck with that, and to the rest of the band, thanks, you guys.
We got some tickets to give away.
Sure. This is tickets for the show on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay, Wednesday night, a Halloween show with a number of other bands. One Lone Car. Who else?
A band called This Is Empty out of Kansas City, and a local songwriter named Artie Mansouri.
All right, and John Henry and the Engine, sticking straight up on that bill for sure. So a couple of tickets, I got somebody calling already for them, so let me get the phone. We'll hear a song here from John and the gang, and Wednesday night at the Blue Fugue should be a real fun time with John Henry and the rest of the musicians that will be playing that night at the Blue Fugue. What time? Typical 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock?
Yeah, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock is when we'll start, and we'll go on a little bit later in the night.
All right, sounds good. Once again, everybody, John Henry and the Engine. Let's hear another song.
Okay, we're going to play a song about America.
All right.
Here We Are in Paradise.
How about it?
Are you ready?
Oh, hey, let me give the phone number out. If you want those tickets, 573-874-5676, or the second person to send me an email gets them. All right, it's Mike listening to Radio Orbit, and once again, John Henry and the Engine.
1, 2, 3, 4. With the flag, the streets of gold that never seem truer to me. In the air I hear the voices shouting away. Well, they're calling now. Just like the Garden of Eden, the fruit's still on the vine. Like the Garden of Eden.
the Garden of Eden, right before the flood. Here we are, paradise. Gates laid open at our feet. Willow trees swayed where the green grass grows. No more shadows. No more raindrops.
John Henry and the Engine. Great song, John. Awesome. All right. Once again, at the Blue Fugue, Wednesday night, and out and about all the time, John Henry and the Engine.
I just want to say one thing. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And thank you. A lot of times when we come in and do these interviews, it's I do a lot of the talking, but I love my band very much, and I think that they're awesome dudes, so come out and see them.
No doubt they are, and I've seen them plenty enough times to agree with that. Great music and real fun stuff when you guys are playing live, and everybody usually enjoys it, and certainly all these guys are doing great stuff around town. Hey, by the way, thanks to Sarah, and congratulations to Sarah. She got herself a couple tickets. She wants three. Can I give her three? Three tickets. Sarah, I'll call you tomorrow. She gave me her phone number, and I'll let her know how she can get those from you. Maybe
we'll
you can just tell
her on the
here.
Guest list.
Okay, we'll get you on the guest list, Sarah, but I'll call you tomorrow and
get your
last name and everything and get that over to John, okay? All right, you guys, thank you so much, all right?
Hey, thank you very
thanks
much.
You bet. Take care, everybody. Have a good night, and tell the people down there at the Fugue we all say hello. Okay?
Oh,
we
will.
All right. All right, everybody, John Henry and the Engine. Thanks to the band once more for coming down here. Let's see if we can get something in real quick here before we get Kent on the air. As I mentioned, Kent Stedman, he'll be with us from midnight through the remainder of the program until 2 a.m., and looking forward to have Kent back with us. We do a Halloween special with Mr. Stedman every year, and he's been on the program many times other than just the Halloween programs, but certainly tonight will be a fun one with Kent. I don't know what we'll talk about, but I'm sure it'll be spooky. All right? Joseph Campbell, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, one of my absolute favorite people, and he died on October 31st, 1987. He was, of course, a professor at Sarah Lawrence University for many, many years, an amazing writer, a speaker, and an expert on American mythology and comparative mythology, comparative religion, just an absolute brilliant, brilliant person. And he was a lot of those different things, but I loved him most because of his own love for the Native American peoples, and the understanding, the knowledge, and the stories that he shared about our ancestors here in the Americas. I'm going to play a little bit of an example of that for you here in just a moment, but Joseph Campbell, here's to you, my brother. Thank you so much for everything you shared with us. This clip is from his amazing interview series from the late 1980s with Bill Moyers that was called The Power of Myth, and this is Joe and Bill talking about the first storytellers. It's Mike Hagan, you're listening to Radio Orbit on KOPN Columbia.
When we look at the magnificent cave paintings left by our primal ancestors, we realize how the hunters of those early tribes were influenced by their natural surroundings and by their feelings toward the animals they depended on for food, religious feelings. They told stories to themselves about the animals and about the supernatural world to which the animals seemed to go when they died. And the hunters performed rituals of atonement to the departed spirits of the animals, hoping to coax them back to be sacrificed again. Joseph Campbell devoted his life to the study of these myths and rituals. For him, mythic stories were not simply entertaining tales to be told for amusement around ancient campfires. They were powerful guides to the life of the spirit. Campbell's odyssey as scholar and teacher led him from the exhibits at the American Museum of Natural History, which impressed him as a boy, to cultures all over the world. In his words, "Whether we listen with aloof amusement to the mumbo-jumbo of some witch doctor of the Congo, or read with cultivated rapture translations from sonnets of Lao Tse, or now and again crack the hard nutshell of an argument of Thomas Aquinas, or catch suddenly the shining meaning of a bizarre Eskimo fairy tale, we're hearing echoes of the first story. In this hour, one of the many I taped with Joseph Campbell during the last 2 years of his life, we talked about our relationship to the first stories and to the people who told them. Like them, we too perform rituals to enact what we believe about the world beyond this one, and we try to bring our mind into harmony with questions of immortality and our body with its destiny of death. What do you think our souls owe to ancient myths?
Well, the ancient myths were designed to put the mind, the mental system, into accord with this body system, with this inheritance
of
the body, to harmonize. The mind can ramble off in strange ways and want things that the body does not want. And the myths and rites were a means to put the mind in accord with the body and the way of life in accord with the way that nature dictates.
So in a way, these old stories live in us.
They do indeed. And the stages of a human development are the same today as they were in the ancient times. And the problem of a child brought up in a world of discipline, of obedience, and of his dependency on others has to be transcended when one comes to maturity, so that you are living now not in dependency but with self-responsible authority. And the problem of the transition from childhood to maturity, and then from maturity and full capacity to losing those powers and acquiescing in the natural course of, you might say, the autumn time of life and the passage away. Myths are there to help us go with it, accept nature's way, and not hold to something else.
The stories are sort of, to me, like messages in a bottle from shores someone else has visited first.
Yes, and you're visiting those shores now.
And these myths tell me how others have made the passage and how I can make the passage.
And also what the beauties are of the way. I feel this now moving into my own last years, you know. The myths help me to go with it.
What kind of myth? Give me one that has actually helped you.
Well, the tradition in India, for instance, of actually changing your whole way of dress, even changing your name as you pass from one stage to another. When I retired from teaching, I knew that I had to create a new life, a new way of life, and I changed my manner of thinking about my life, just in terms of that notion of moving out of the sphere of achievement into the sphere of enjoyment and appreciation and relaxing into the wonder of it all.
And then there is that final passage through the dark gate.
Well, that's no problem at all. The problem in middle life, when the body has reached its climax of power and begins to lose it, is to identify yourself not with the body, which is falling away, but with the consciousness of which it is a vehicle. And when you can do that, and this is something I learned from my myths, what am I? Am I the bulb that carries the light, or am I the light of which the bulb is a vehicle? And this body is a vehicle of consciousness. And if you can identify with the consciousness, you can watch this thing go like an old car. There goes the fender. There goes this. But that's expectable, you know? And then gradually, the whole thing drops off, and consciousness rejoins consciousness. I mean, it's no longer in this particular environment.
And the myths, the stories have brought this consciousness.
Well, I live with these myths, and they tell me to do this all the time. And this is the problem, which can be then metaphorically understood as identifying with the Christ in you. And the Christ in you doesn't die. The Christ in you survives death and resurrects. Or it can be with Shiva. Shiva hung, I am Shiva. And this is the great meditation of the yogis in the Himalayas. And one doesn't have even to have a metaphorical image like that if one has a mind that's willing to just relax and identify itself with that which moves it.
How about it? A little clip there from the wonderful Joseph Campbell, celebrating the anniversary of his death on Wednesday, October 31st. Joseph Campbell, an amazing, amazing man, and someone who's added a whole lot to my own understanding of the world, and hopefully now to yours as well. Here's to you, Grandfather Joseph Campbell, October 31st, 1987. Aho. Okay, we've got Kent Stedman on the line with us from his cave in Seattle. Going to talk about all things spooky and scary tonight with Halloween. But there is one last thing that I want to take care of in the first hour here to finish off some business. I had a very interesting day today, one of the most interesting days I've had in a long time. And this morning I had the opportunity to meet with the Chief of Police of Colombia, Randy Baim, and one of his commanders, Steve Monticelli. And this afternoon I had the opportunity to meet with the Boone County Sheriff, Dwayne Carey. And I have to say, my experiences were enlightening. And I want to thank all of the officers, Chief Baim and Commander Monticelli, and Sheriff Carey for allowing me the opportunity and the time to talk with them about some things that I have been concerned about. I was accompanied by my friend Scott, whose experiences about 10 days ago prompted me to initiate a dialogue, and we were able to discuss Scott's experiences, and both the chief and the sheriff were perfectly willing to address our questions, and I feel a whole lot better now than I did a week ago, I can tell you that. And I was upset last week, and I want to take a couple of minutes to balance things out tonight, okay? My main concern that has risen to the top of my thoughts since this began has been the relationship in general and the perceptions in general that exist between the community and the police force. And the great majority of the time that we spent talking today with both the CPD and the Sheriff's Department was time spent talking about opportunities to improve those relationships and perceptions. And there are a lot of really interesting things that are coming up now, and I'm really looking forward to continuing the dialogue and building a relationship with both of the departments. And I just want people to know out there that, you know, that I'm really pleased about the way our meetings went today. And, you know, I was brought up to respect the police and to you know, to look up to the police, and certainly the chief of police or the sheriff, you know, and I do, and I'm certain after today that there's good reason to have respect for these men. And I've never done anything like this before. I'm not looking to pick a fight with the chief of police, you know, but there were certain things that I thought needed to be talked about, and, you know, I have my own way of going about things sometimes, like all of us do, and perhaps it wasn't the most subtle, the way the conversation was initiated, but there's certainly some good that I think is going to come from it, and I think that they feel the same way. We actually spoke about the opportunity to get the police perhaps involved here at the radio station. There were some ideas being kicked around that I'd like to talk further about with some people here at the station that might be really cool. You know, there's an idea for a really cool radio program, for example, something like we might do a weekly program, oh, I don't know, call it Cops and Community or Community and Cops or something like that, and imagine sort of a roundtable forum or whatever where every week maybe a different host, somebody involved here at the radio station, maybe the same host, I don't know, but we could have different representatives come in from different parts of the community, certainly representatives from the CPD and the Sheriff's Department, and, you know, not just executive personnel either. You know, would be cool to have, you know, beat cops come in and talk about what their lives are like and their experiences are like, and let community members participate as well and try to, you know, further advance the communication between you know, the community and the police force. One of the things that we all agreed upon today, you know, fully, is that, you know, it's not the police over there trying to police us over here. They are us. We are them. They are our community. We are their community. We are all neighbors. And it's in our best interest, all of us, to understand each other better and, you know, try to repair damage where damage has been done and, you know try to make a better place for all of us and for our children. And, you know, this is the goal of these conversations, and I'm certainly hoping to further them along. So anyway, that's what I have to say basically about that. I do want to make one more statement, actually, an apology. I want to apologize on the air to Sheriff Carey about comments that I made in sort of a general sense last week about conditions at his facility out there in the Boone County Sheriff's facility. And frankly, I said a couple things that I should not have said. And I didn't have the experience to make the statement that I made. And for that, I apologize. And Sheriff Carey knows that. But I wanted to do it on the air so everybody out there knows it as well. You know, if I make mistakes, I'm like everybody else. I'm not perfect, but if I make a mistake, I do my best to try to recognize it. So anyway, thanks again to the sheriff and to the chief and to Captain Monticelli for the time you spent with us today. It was time well spent, in my opinion, and I'm looking forward to furthering our conversations. All right, everybody, let's take one more break here. We'll play a song from John Henry and the Engine and come back and talk with Kent Stedman about all things Halloween. All right, it's Mike. You listen to Radio Orbit, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. This is a song that's called Miss Diana. And once again, John Henry and the Engine, everybody. Back in a minute, it's Mike. You listen to Radio Orbit, KOPN Columbia.
Diane.